Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Michael Goodfriend, and I'm the executive producer of the Play On podcasts. Okay, there are good voices, great voices, and then there are some voices that might as well belong to the gods. Keith David is one of those voices, someone who could read the phone book and make it sound biblical. He's a three-time Emmy Award-winning actor who's also been nominated for the Tony Award and has played key roles in Oscar-winning films like Crash and Platoon. He's played over 300 roles in every genre imaginable, including an extensive career as a voiceover artist for animated films, TV shows, games, interactive media, and countless commercials. Fortunately for us, Keith David plays the title role in Next Chapter's Play On podcast series, King Lear, and he's here with me now. Keith David, welcome to the bonus content series for Play On Podcasts.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you. When did you know you were going to be an actor?
I wanted to be an actor my whole life. You know, I mean, I can't really remember not wanting to be an actor. I'm a singer, and I started singing first, I think, you know, sort of entertaining the troops. And that, you know, my father and grandfather used to have a club, a social club. And two or three times a year, they would throw a dance and a bus ride. There were two dances a year, fall and winter. And then in the summertime, there were like two bus rides. And it was very sort of entrepreneurial in the sense that he was always, you know, he always had a good side hustle, you know, with my grandfather, and they had a club, and you know, during the year they threw dances and they threw bus rides, always something to bring a little money in on the side.
Where was the club? Or was it a floating club?
It was a floating club. I forget the name of their club. But like I said, you know, they would throw dances, you know, in Harlem at the Audubon, and there was and the Rennie. And then in the summertime, we'd go to Lake Sebago or Mount Holyoke amusement park. You know, Lake Sebago was a beach. And I think they had at one of them, and I think Holyoke was like an amusement park, and at Lake Sebago they also had a skating rink. So very early in my life, I used to watch my grandmother and my grandfather skating together. I mean, and that to me, that was the most thrilling thing in the world to see. I mean, the way that they would, you know, that to me they were like Dorothy Hamill and whoever else on roller skates, because they would skate together and they looked like such a loving couple. That was to me, that's what love looked like.
Were you one of many siblings? How many people?
I have three siblings. I have two brothers, but my first cousin, who our mothers were pregnant together. So I'm born on June the 4th. My first cousin is born October 4th. So we're exactly 4 months apart. And we grew up like brothers. For the first 2 years of our lives, it was just him and me. We had an older cousin, Kathy, but she was significantly enough older that she would watch us, you know. So it was basically us, and then 2 years later, my brother came along, and then it was the three of us. My middle brother, before my youngest brother came along, which was 10 years later. So we had a close-knit kind of little thing going among cousins.
And you grew up in New York City,
in the city. I mean, I was born in Harlem, grew up in the Bronx, and you know, at first my parents lived in the Bronx for a little bit, but I grew up mostly in Queens. But I was in Harlem every weekend. My first acting school was the Harlem School of the Arts.
The Fame High School.
The Fame High School. Performing Arts was downtown on 46th Street.
When you went into the School of the Arts, were you going in to be an actor or to be a singer?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I went in as an actor, because in junior high school, I did a play. I mean, like I said, I was always a singer, but I had done a play. In the fifth grade, I did The Wizard of Oz, and Mrs. Zimmerman and Mrs. Garodna. Mrs. Garodna's husband wrote Tubby the Tuba. I don't know if you remember a cartoon called Tubby the Tuba, but he wasn't one of the composers, whether he was the cartoonist, but I know he had something to do with that. I just remember that from those days. And they were the ones who encouraged me to audition for the High School of Performing Arts. And I did. And I got in. I was 13 years old.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.